The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
All right. Yes. You guys tuned in to the National Intel Report. I am the guest host sitting in. And I loving you guys here at RBN. Thank you, Mike Rivero, for what you do before this show. And it's just wonderful to be here. You know, love this network, and I love our sponsors, especially TLBTalk.com, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom of Speech Social Network. You guys should be hopping on that, as you hear me say every day. And yeah, it's just wonderful. I actually love doing the show this time of the day. I get the meat of the network, because we have the most intelligent listeners and most intelligent callers. You know, you guys always flood me with calls during this hour. But today, we will have calls, actually, during the second hour. I will definitely open up the phone lines during the second hour. But today, we have a special guest, of course. And that special guest would be Roger Landry. How are you doing, Roger?
Well, I'm always doing better when I get to be with friends.
Of course. For you guys that don't know, Roger Landry is the founder, creator of the Liberty Beacon Media Project. And, well, I guess you could say the same thing for TLBTalk.com. And a plethora of other things that he's involved with. He's sort of the patriarch of our chapter here. So, guys, if you haven't heard him on the radio show yet, well, today's your lucky day. Am I lying? I don't lie.
No, I'm not saying that you're lying. Look, I do a show on RBN on Sundays. And that is from noon to 1 o'clock Central. And that is called TLB Talk Radio. So if you put two and two together, I think I might have some connection to it. Yeah, just a wee bit. But I do appreciate your intro. And as usual, when you and I get together, it's always a interesting conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, I always give you the floor and let you set the tone here, because you've got an axe to grind, and that's what I love about having guests. I get to sit back and let people do their thing. Especially with you, Roger. You're not going to let me get a word in edgewise, so I might as well get you going.
Well, that's not true. I mean, if you can get edgewise, I'll let you say as many words as you want. I just want to see you get edgewise. Okay. But, look, what I usually like to talk about what's irking me. I usually like to talk about what's driving me in the wrong direction at a speed that is unsustainable. I usually like to talk about treason. I usually like to talk about tyranny, because these are the things that, if we're not aware of, they can literally steal liberty. They can literally steal freedom right out from under us, and at a pace that most of us wouldn't be able to stop unless we are forewarned, unless we are aware of what is coming. And when you have a president who he starts a speech off by telling the world and telling the United States, kicking off their their political season, and telling all of the people in his audience and all of the people listening at home that everybody who is a Republican or everybody who is MAGA intent or anybody who has any liking for Trump is basically a semi-fascist at this point. This is Joe Bob. Okay, let's go Brandon. This is the guy who supposedly won the biggest number of votes ever in the history of an election for a president, which we all know is absolute crap. This is a guy who ran on a platform from his basement 90% of the time of unifying a country. This is a guy who stands in front of all of these people and all of his people listening at home and everywhere else across the country and tells them that the Republicans and the MAGA extremists are going in the wrong direction, that they need to open their eyes and become aware of what these liberals are doing, because they are the future. They are taking America in the right direction. Well, I started this off, V, by saying basically I like to talk about things that really irk me, things that really display tyranny. Let's talk about a blue government. Let's talk about a blue Congress. Let's talk about a House that's blue. Let's talk about a Senate that's blue. And let's talk about an executive branch that's blue. Let's talk about tyranny that we have never seen in this country, no matter how bad the president has been, as long as I've been alive, and I'm 68 years old. I just turned 68 last Friday. I have been around a long time. I have seen in 2 years this country go from one of the most prosperous and most powerful nations the planet has ever seen to the point where we're about to genuflect, where we're about to go down on one knee, and if he continues with the crap, the road he's dragging us down, it will be both knees. That's not a joke. It really isn't. We're looking at inflation that is still right around 9%. That's what you're being told. That's a line of crap. Anybody who thinks that the inflation rate in this country is only 9% is listening to the lies from the mainstream media. Do your own math. Try this little experiment for Roger. Go out and get about a dozen things that you remember buying every single week, every time you go to the grocery store for years. Remember what the price is, write it down. Go out, pick up those exact same things, bring them home, set them down on the table and compare prices. If you come up with 9% inflation, I'm going to kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets. The real inflation rate in this country today is between 16 and 18%, and in the depths of the worst depression this country ever saw, the inflation rate was 22 to 23%. We're not far off. We are looking at fuel dependency from nations that literally hate us and will use any lever they can to get whatever they can from us. We are looking at a president who sells oil from a strategic oil reserve, which is there in case Americans have an emergency. But yet, he will sell 1 million barrels of our strategic oil reserve to a company in China that has direct ties, straight ties, right into the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, and whose owner, or the guy who runs that company, is a partner of Hunter Biden. Gee, does that shock anybody? Energy dependence, knocking us to our knees, okay? We are looking at inflation and an economy that's taking us to our knees. In the last 2 years alone, 1.9 million people crossed the border last year, it is estimated, illegally. So far this year, it's already at 2.2 million, which means that in about 19 months, Joe Bob has been responsible for over 4 million illegals coming into this country, of which we know for a fact that at least 70 to 80 of them were on a terrorist watch list. Not only that, when he played traitor in chief and dragged us out of Afghanistan, leaving American citizens in Afghanistan, and there are still some there, over 200, some say it approaches 300 individuals were flown from Afghanistan into the United States and were hush-hush. A lot of their information was deleted. It was told to be ignored. Why? Because these almost 300 people were all on a terrorist watch list. They're now in America being supported by your tax dollars. So what isn't coming across the southern border? We know of between 60 and 70 of them across the southern border. But yet there is at least 1.5 million. The official numbers are about 950,000, but it's well over 1.5 million have crossed that border in the last 1.5 years that nobody stopped. How many of them are terrorists? So we're looking at what could be 500 terrorists in the United States. We're looking at a collapsing economy. We are looking at a healthcare system that is the most expensive on the planet times a factor of 3 or 4, but yet our elderly have the shortest lifespan. Everything I'm telling you, you should be going, oh my God, is this guy lying to me? I don't lie. And V will tell you that. This country is in worse shape in the last 2 years than it has ever been since the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. There is no comparison. There isn't. And I could go on and on. What about an education system where they're going to teach your kid, your 6 or 7 year old kid, that if he wants to be a girl, he can. And they're going to have drag queen day for these kids. Okay? And when that kid comes home and tells mommy and daddy that he wants to be a girl and they say no, he goes back and does what they told him to do. He tells his guidance counselor or his teacher that he told his mommy and daddy this and they said no. The next thing you know, okay, these domestic terrorists get a knock on the door from the DOJ telling them they're either going to lose their child or they may end up in jail, because they wouldn't let their child have a sex change, your child, 10 years old, 9 years old, 8 years old, because they wanted to. So basically, you don't mean anything anymore. It is now the state that controls your children. Again, all in the last 2 years. Critical race theory. Martin Luther King died for a principle. What was that principle? And yes, I'm Caucasian, and he's one of my heroes.
What
was that principle? His principle was this: we are all equal. Nobody is better than anybody else. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, green, yellow, purple, or orange. We are all equal. What is critical race theory teaching your children now? Whites are supremacists and blacks should hate them. So basically, what our schools are doing now is undoing everything Martin Luther King died for. I started this all off by saying Joe Bob got in front of the audience and said that us conservatives, us MAGA people, we were destroying the country. We were taking it in the wrong direction because we want control of our children. We want critical race theory gone. We want our borders secured. We want our military strong and taken care of. We want. This is what America is supposed to be, but yet we are being besmirched as taking America in the wrong direction, as fascists. While in 2 years, Joe Bob and his party, which literally rule, not control, rule America right now, has caused more havoc and destruction than this country has ever seen in 100 years. Where have I got this wrong, V?
Well, you know, if you were to ask me, you know, 20 years ago, if you were to tell me 20 years ago.
Weren't you wearing diapers 20 years ago?
If you were to tell me 20 years ago that the world would be like this, I would have laughed in your face.
I know.
I would have asked you what hospitals you came from and do you need a ride back?
I know. And you would have been right. But again, people like you and I, 14, 15 years ago, started putting two and two together. The Liberty Beacon Project was born 14 years ago. What did Roger used to do? Roger spent 30 years either in or working directly for the military-industrial complex. I worked for Raytheon. I was out of the country 90%, sometimes as little as 80%, sometimes 90% of every year, working on things that go bang or things that find things that go bang. What did I see? What do I understand? I understand at this point in time, America is nothing like it was. But we saw this coming, people like you and I. We told people it was coming. We told them this for over a dozen years, and we were called conspiracy theorists, and people said we were nuts. But go back to the things that V and I have been talking about for years. Go back 5, 6, 7, 8 years and look at the articles I've written and the shows I've done. My God, they'll sound strangely familiar. And when people come up to me today and said, I should have listened to you 5 years ago, everybody expects me to smile. I don't want to smile. I want to slap them. Because maybe if they would have listened 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, we wouldn't be sitting where we are today. But we are. So you hit the nail right on the head, V.
Absolutely. So I really, the thing is, for me, it's the kids. I think.
Yes.
For me, people that are older than me that are not privy to what's going on or care, I believe they've just made their bed and they have to lay in it. For me, I need to do my activism for the kids because yeah. Obviously they're directly under attack.
Yes.
I come from an old school family. I would get spankings. It was very, very rarely happened to me, but, you know, a spanking. It went from, okay, you can discipline your child, you do everything for your child is your responsibility, to, oh, if you touch that child, we're going to kidnap your child. Now it's, oh, if your child wants a sex change and you deny them, we're going to take your child. Since when did children get so many rights? I mean, they're not 18 years old yet. They're not adults. When did they get so much special consideration? Is it around the same time that pedophiles became public with their activism?
When we come back, I'll answer that for you.
Yeah, we got to take a quick commercial break, guys. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Good Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay, yes, and we are back. This is our short segment here, but yeah, I was going off deep in there, you know, talking about the kids and how all of a sudden with the activism and with these leftists giving children so many rights now, and we have pedophiles fighting for their rights now. And so many of these transgender people and these gay people, they'll say, oh, well, we're not into children, but yet we have a massive influx of new pedophiles now coming out of those groups.
Yeah. Well, look, what most people don't understand is that it is the children that you need to take control of if you wish to control a society. As a matter of fact, Hitler told his people in more than one point prior to World War II, give me control of the textbooks and I will own that society in one generation. What we are looking at today is an influence on not just our young children as to confusing them, but all the way up to and including our college students. What you need to understand here is you need to destroy the family unit. If you destroy the family unit, then the dependency goes from mom and dad to the state, because it's the state that's going to supply for you or supply to you. It's the state that's going to support you. This is what Hitler was talking about, okay? So what you need to do is you need to tell your children that you can do this, okay, in school, the teachers, you can do this. And if they go home and their parents say, no, you can't, then what you also tell that child is, if your parents tell you you can't, come back and let me know. What you are doing is driving a wedge between that child and the faith and the trust they have in their parents. That's an absolute necessity to take over a society. All the way up to and including today, there are more openly Marxist college professors or communist college professors. When you were young, very young, when I was a kid, let's go back even further. If you admitted to be a Marxist or a communist, you couldn't get no job. You definitely couldn't teach college. You might end up in jail. But today, openly communist and Marxist professors are teaching our young, impressionable adults, the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds that are in school, either for a 2-year degree, a 4-year degree, a 6-year degree, and they are teaching these people that we, us baby boomers, and then right below us, the millennials, we are a waste of society. Everything we are doing is wrong. That freedom and liberty only serve those at the top of the pile, not at the bottom of the pile. That everybody should be treated equally, that everybody should have the same thing. What you are creating, why is it that not one single communist government has ever succeeded on this planet? Everybody listening to this, stop and think about what Roger just said. Tell me one single communist government that you know of in history that was a success. Cuba? Nope. The Soviet Union fell apart. China, it's collapsing. I could go on and on and on, but this is what they're being taught. Everybody needs to be equal, which means I don't have to work for anything. The government's going to give it to me. If you have enough people in a society, and this is what Joe Bob is telling all of these people in his audience today, that everybody has to be equal, that it is people like you and me that are ruining America, because we believe in competition. We believe that you get what you earn. We believe if you want it, you need to work for it. We believe that honesty and open effort is what will give you what you want in life. No. They are being taught that everybody is equal. It doesn't matter whether you work. It doesn't matter whether you contribute. You should get as much as everybody else does. What you have there is an instant recipe for a failing society. Look around you today. America is going to her knees, and it's not because our children are bad. They're not. It's because they're being influenced in a fashion that we have less and less say over as the days go on. We are at the point where if a parent goes to school and sit at a PTA meeting and says, you're not going to teach my children that they can be transsexual, that will be something that will happen at home. You're not going to teach my children critical race theory. That's something that Martin Luther King died to prevent. You're just not going to do it. And now that parent, because they are truly, truly concerned about their children and their children's future, is a domestic terrorist. No, I'm not joking. Because if you think I am, you better do a little internet research.
Yeah, I say it's time to start homeschooling. All right, guys, we're going to take another short break here, and we'll be back in a long second. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Exactly, yes. And we are back. And you know what? I'm sure things keep bouncing around in my head. You know, these things happen when I have such interesting guests. And we didn't even talk about it during the break, but something is just going through my head. You know how Biden and his administration wants to change the definition of inflation. Did they change the definition of child abuse? I mean, these teachers in the public schools pushing out their dysfunction onto the children so they can normalize their dysfunction so they're no longer freaks. I think that should be considered child abuse. We have these parents grooming and coaching their children to say things that's not coming from them. That's child abuse.
Yeah.
Why is that not being considered?
because we have today what is a liberal society that is so communist, so out to the left, it's literally insane. Why isn't it child abuse? I could add a million things to that list today. Why are we allowing people to walk into a, a thrift store, beat the clerk within an inch of his or her life, rob the place, and run off? They know who this person is. They can see him on the video. They capture him. They put him in jail. And the next day, a judge says, okay, you can go. No bail. Just make sure you bring you back in court on your day. And we can have individuals running through streets, okay, literally burning towns to the ground, smashing people's livelihoods to the point where they don't even exist anymore. And not only are they being allowed to do this, but as they go to do it, mysteriously, hey, you know, pallet after pallet of bricks are strategically placed along the street where they can be grabbed to do the most damage. And again, these people suffer very little, if any, consequence whatsoever. If you are a SCOTUS, if you're part of the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court justice, and you do something the left doesn't like today, they will literally rally and protest out in front of your house to the point where it totally disrupts your life, up to and including attempts on your life. And none of these protesters ever went to jail. Why? Because this is all blue.
But well, and can I give an example of that? Really quickly.
Okay.
I was following that story of the guy who was going to the spa, sauna. Oh, I'm sorry, I say guy, but trans woman, whom is basically just a man with long hair, claiming to be a trans woman. He's in the spa, and all these women are getting upset because he's using the women's side, the women's facilities, flashing his you know what to the young girls and everything. The protesters, the people complaining about it, were swarmed by Antifa and other protesters, you know, transphobic, get out of here, transphobic, tearing up their signs, transphobic. But at the end of the day, it was found out that this trans person was a sex offender. He had an extensive history of flashing his penis before he transitioned.
I not only agree with that, but the point I was making here is I can have a group of people literally destroying a downtown area. Okay, billions of dollars worth of damage, not an exaggeration of fact. I can have people, which is so illegal, it's insane, okay, doing rallies and just absolutely disrupting the lives of Supreme Court justices outside of their homes day after day after day after day with an attorney general that does nothing. All of this damage being done in the streets with an attorney general doing nothing. But yet, if you have, and to this day, nobody has ever seen the videos, except we saw part of it on the day it happened. If you have a bunch of conservatives who know for a fact that the election was not right, that it was massive cheating, so they go to the Capitol, the people's house, where they hold a rally, not a riot, and where they are invited in, and there's actual video of this, by the Capitol police, and 98% of them walk through the Capitol not doing one single bit of damage but taking selfies. And some of these people have been locked up since that day with no representation, which is unconstitutional, no lawyers, no nothing. And they are literally destroying the lives of people who walk through the Capitol taking selfies. But the people who burned your town to the ground, the people who threatened to kill and rioted outside of Supreme Court justices' homes for weeks on end, nothing is being done to them. What do you think America sees? How can they possibly believe that Americans want to live this way? There is a portion of America that does want to live this way. And those are the people that are being paid to go along with it. Those are the people that are receiving free things from the government. Those are the people who come across the border. There is estimated to be almost 30 million illegals in the United States right now. How many of them are getting free things? Free phones. They lined up in New York the other day. Free medical, free food, and free phones. Yes, that's what they were being given. These people know where their meal ticket is. And when it's time to riot, when it's time to protest, where do you think they're going to be? The vast majority of Americans have had it with this stuff. They've literally had it. They are seeing America destroyed right in front of their face. And they're done with it. And now you've got Joe Bob on TV, I'm talking about within the last 24 hours, telling everybody in the country that all of us conservatives who are tired of the great direction him and his people are taking America in are, wait a minute, wait for it, we are MAGA fascists. We are fascists because we want our neighborhood safe. We are fascist because we don't want you to commit crime and get away with it scot-free. We are fascist because we want control of our children, not you. We are fascist because we want an economy that works. We are fascist because we know that climate change doesn't exist and you're getting rid of oil because it's a control mechanism for we the people. We are fascist because we want America the way the Constitution says it's supposed to be. We are fascist.
Well, I want to say, because you said, you know, what it's going to look like, what it looks like to the rest of us. I'm quite upset.
Really?
For the simple fact that, well, I mean, you have the equal rights and the rights of people who have been fighting for equal rights for a very long time, yes, have done it peacefully, you, yes, know, I, and I'm talking about my black peoples, okay?
Martin Luther King.
You have our fight for equality co-opted by these other groups.
And they've turned it around.
And now, but the progress that they're getting has made them join along with them, thinking, okay, well, maybe our rights are going to come next if we help these people. And I just don't see that. It makes me upset when I see a group of black people, because a lot of these people in this video that was attacking this woman for not wanting a man with a swinging penis in their spa, a lot of people were black. It calls women transphobic. You know,
wait a minute.
We don't care.
You said, do you know? What I said earlier was this, okay? Those who can afford the least, the government will stick their hand out and offer the most. They will offer the free phones. They will offer the welfare checks. They will offer housing. They will offer, they will offer, they will offer. And with that come strings. And what are those strings? When it's time for you to riot, you better get up and riot or your handouts will go away. If these MAGA people, if these conservatives, if these true Americans get their way and we go back to a society ruled by law, you're not going to get all the handouts we're giving you. These people are literally put in a position where in order to continue to exist in a fashion the government has trained them to be in, They have to do these things, B. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're black. Okay, it just happens to be that the black individuals in a lot of these communities live in the most underprivileged areas, and this is where these Democrats can make the biggest promises and offer all the freebies. And look, it's free. You get this phone for free. You get this check for free. You get to live in this house for free. But there's strings. What are those strings? If they try to pull us out of power, you better be there to back us up, or this is all going away. This is the America we're living in today. Everybody is supposed to be equal, whether you work, whether you go to college, whether it doesn't matter what you do anymore. If you strive and you bust your butt, you should be no better and have no more than the individual who is given everything for free. This is what society is coming to. This is what our children are being taught. This is why these massive riots and rallies are there, because those who have worked their butt off and gotten ahead in a society ruled by law, they feel they don't have enough. The people at the bottom, they feel they're being cheated. They're being told that you're being ripped off by the MAGA. You're being ripped off by those who, I don't know, those who want to rule you, those who are fascist. You come back to that word again. If we want a law-driven society, which America has been since its conception, we must, in fact, have a rule of law. We must, in fact, allow parents to be in charge of their children. We must, in fact, make sure that you must strive to get what you have. It's not given to you for free. We need to do all of these things to have a society that succeeds. How do I know that? Take a look around you. America's going to its knees. Everything I just described to you is exactly what Joe Bob and his puppies want to take away.
Well, it's very upsetting to see all the co-opting of so many people's problems and plights, which are only going to be used to dangle in front of people, but it's never going to be solved. It's never going to come to a real solution.
You know what it's called? You know what all of this is called? You've heard this from me so many times, you're going to laugh. I know you are. It's called programmed ignorance. As a matter of fact, the first radio show I ever did when I got on the internet was called EPI, Eradicating Programmed Ignorance. What do I mean by programmed ignorance? Our kids today are being taught that everything should be given to them for free. Is it our children's fault? No, it isn't. Why? Because that's what they're being taught. That's what they're being exposed to. They're being programmed with ignorance. How can you be programmed with ignorance? It means I'm going to tell you what I want you to believe, but I will never tell you what you should believe. That is programming, and it is programming by using ignorance. Ignorance does not mean you're stupid. Ignorance means you are unaware of the facts, or you're unaware of the other side or the opposing view. You are ignorant of that. So when you teach your children, or you teach your college students, or you teach the underprivileged, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Asiatic, it doesn't matter. When you teach them that everything that is happening around them, they should be jealous of, they should be angry of, and they should fight back against, but you never tell them why it's happening, and you never explain to them that it has a real meaning behind it, what you are doing is programming these individuals and these groups and these societies with ignorance. What we are facing today is a massive programming of ignorance.
Oh, yes. I mean, we all deal with that, you know. Just yes. Like a bunch of people who can say that a foreign culinary video is pornography.
I won't even go
a lot there. Of ignorance out there. Well, okay. Well, yeah. So let me. So you hadn't exactly touched on this one. Might as well have you touch on it while you're here. So Biden giving out over $600 billion of our money to pay off these loans, these student loans. So, but even on top of that, just to let everybody know, in case you hadn't seen it, since this has happened, the universities have immediately increased tuition by $10,000.
Between $8,000 and $10,000, yeah. Well, you have to stop and consider that who does this hurt the most? Who's getting angry about this the most? It's the kids that couldn't afford college and couldn't afford a loan. So what did they do? They went out and worked two jobs and worked their way through school. Or the parents that worked their butt off for years to put money aside to pay for their kids to go to school. These are the people who lose because they get nothing. Okay. But the rich people and people in there for extended degrees, they're the ones that are going to benefit from this. It's actually going to benefit those who have more, not those who work harder, those who have more. And there, it is already getting backlash across the entire country. But I want to touch on one more thing before we're done here, if you wouldn't mind. I want to talk about the programming again, but I want to move this into the media area. I want to move this into the big tech area, like Facebook, like Twitter, like Instagram, like YouTube. Do you mind?
By all means.
What we're looking at today is the amount of money and power exercised by institutions we call big tech, or organizations or companies, because a lot of them don't act like corporations. But this is money and influence that comes straight from those who sway our government. Literally, those who sway our government. We have already been told that censoring is going to be on a massive level between now and the midterm elections. And that if you say something that is anti-blue, probably 1/100th of the people that would normally see what you put out will ever even know that you put it out. We know this for a fact because it's already been told. Leakers have already stepped up to say this is underway. We also know because Facebook, Zuckerberg, literally went on to the Joe Rogan show and told the world that he had been bullied and persuaded into censoring Americans prior to the 2020 election. Today, if you want to get the truth out and you think you can do it on Facebook, you're an idiot. If you think you can do it on YouTube, you're wrong. If you think you can do it on YouTube, you couldn't be stupider. And I could go on and on. These people have massive money, massive influence, and massive persuasion from those you would push back against instantly. Why did both V and I, and V is the special projects director for TLB Talk, for anybody who doesn't know that, why would we even mention this? Why would we even mention that a show like this would be sponsored by TLB Talk? Because we are proud of the fact that unless you're breaking the law, we are proud of the fact that unless you are so vulgar and so obscene, we're not going to kick you to the curb. But we have a block button, and when everybody has blocked you and you realize that, no, nobody's hearing what you're saying, but it's your fault and nobody else's, you're probably going to go away. What we see on TLV Talk every day is the frustration of people who put something on Facebook only to see it disappear. Who put something on Facebook and they've got 5,000 friends, but when they ask around, maybe one or two people have seen it. Where did they go today? They go to TLB Talk and they put it out and they know everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to be able to reply to it. And everybody's going to be able to say what they think about it. Today, the biggest issue we have is not so much the tyranny as it is your inability to push back against the tyranny, because what you feel is your mechanism of educating people is far from it. It is as tyrannical as the governance and the societal issues you push back against. Today, you damn right well better find a place out there where your word will stay, where people will hear it, where people will see it, where people will understand it, and they can reply to it. Because if you're not doing that, you're wasting your time. Where have I got that wrong, B?
No, you hit that right on the head, for sure.
Why don't you put your thoughts in there, Mr. Special Projects Director?
Well, I think we need to get active. We need people to get out of this nihilism, because there's so much of that going on. Oh, well, you know, the government's taking care of us. No, I think you need to take care of yourself, because all the people who should not be, all the crazy people that are being empowered are going to make your life a living hell.
Have you ever seen a communist or a Marxist government succeed on this planet ever in history? But that's what they want you to believe. That's where we're headed.
Well, that's why our criminal family, the Biden family, is doing business with China. And he should be put impeached for treason.
That's another whole show. And one of these days you and I will get together and we'll do a show about the Biden family and treason. And I promise you, it will be something that will keep you sitting on the edge of your seat.
Well, we definitely have to schedule a day to do that for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
We do. I know we're at the end here, aren't we? Because I can only be here for an hour, and we're about a minute from this being done. So let me say this before I got to go. Thank you for letting me be here. Thank you for letting me run off at the mouth. I do appreciate you letting me get my word out. And of all the people I have worked with over the years, I get more enjoyment having a conversation with you than you understand.
Well, that is a very special thing, and I really do appreciate it. You're a celebrity here on this network anyways, so we got.
It's not about being a celebrity, it's about having a word people believe, and you know that because you feel the same way.
Well, we do live in a society where the celebrities are worshipped, so that's not a bad thing. It's not.
Yeah,
really.
Okay. I don't want that. I want people to trust and believe. I don't want them to, "Ooh, it's Roger, oh my God!" I want him to go, "Hey, that's the guy. I listen to him. I like what he has."
Well, thank you once again for coming on.
Thank
guys,
you,
yes, we have taken the top of the hour break. We're opening up the phone lines, so be calling in.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.